Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the podcast They Call Comes Naturally. As always, this podcast is completely free. So, if you want to show any type of support, we ask you to do a few things. First, like and share our Facebook page. Then, go to Twitter, follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is...
@ComesNaturalPod.
After you do that, head on over to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and review the podcast. Cody?
Welcome, Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody. Happy Back to the Future Day, technically, as we record this. Not
happy Back to the Future Day.
If you don't know, that's your damn fault. But today is the day in Back to the Future 2 where Marty McFly goes to the future. And unfortunately,
and if you don't know, then you don't own a computer or a cell phone. Because yeah.
And if you
everywhere.
Do own a computer and a cell phone, you are using those for the wrong things. Like phone calls and porn.
Right?
Yeah, don't do either one of those, I guess.
No, well, you can do phone. The latter, but like not on your phone, though.
No, it's too small of a screen. Yeah.
What was that noise? Okay.
It's the noise your phone makes with porn in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Continue.
Ha ha!
It's also the noise that Cody makes
while watching porn.
On my phone.
So if you ever hear that, if you're near him and you hear that, you
turn
might want to
look.
Walk away.
Stop it! What is wrong with you?
Just eat some if you want. Aw. Why is my stuff being taken away?
You can reach that. He's not allowed
to.
He's going to make noise.
True. I'm going to make a lot of noise.
Yeah. Like that helps.
I ain't scared of
like
shit.
That helps. Don't worry, it's not making noise. Anyways, so
special
yeah.
Special effects.
Back to the Future Day. Hello.
So today is the day that Marty comes back to the future to
goes
save,
to the future.
Goes back to the future.
He hadn't been to the future yet.
Yeah. He had been to the
Doc,
future.
Doc goes back
he
to
goes
the future.
To the, he goes to the future that's the alternate future where Biff has
That's later.
It's fine, guys. Next. Let's not.
Dun, dun. So, yeah, that's it. And later tonight, we'll be watching Back to the Future 2 at the movie theaters.
Yeah.
Mike and I watched Back to the Future 1 earlier while Joe was off doing his nerd meet and greet.
Holds up pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
It does, really.
It's funny.
I've been watching it nonstop, I think, on like TNT or TBS.
Yes, you haven't been watching
it.
It's
literally been playing all three movies for the past 2 months. So it's been fun.
You know, it's funner than that. Watching without commercials.
That's true. And I could have because I own them all on DVD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could also, you know, buy them on Blu-ray or indoor HD digital.
I could.
Yeah. Anyways.
Especially since I don't know where my DVDs are.
Probably in a box like everything else you own.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, let's say, you want to do our list now, or do you want to talk about Star Wars first?
List now. We'll end it with
list
Star
now?
Wars.
All right. So, we are going to play a game in honor of Back to the Future Day.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to do a top five. You heard that? Top five, Joe? Top five.
I heard it.
List of our favorite time travel movies.
I just over-prepared.
Yeah, like normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, who wants to go first with number five?
We always start with Mike.
So, Mike's going first. What's your number five?
Time Cop.
You put it on your fucking list after giving me shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know that your caveat for that is
already
on your list and it's not on mine. Yeah, Time Cop's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Unlike the sequels and the TV show.
There was none. It was one movie.
No.
There was.
I said no,
God damn it.
I used to love watching the TV show. And by love watching, I mean I watched the TV show.
Okay, I said that right there is a false statement. You're a dirty fucking liar because not even people on it liked watching it.
Oh, no. But I remember watching it.
Yeah, it was
awful.
They
would hop into the capsule and just...
Oh, it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So bad.
Look about that garbage. The movie, though. Dope as shit.
Yeah. That guy that looks like the dude from Ocean's 11. Andy Garcia. It's not Andy Garcia.
Okay.
It's the guy that looks like Andy Garcia.
I was like thinking of George Clooney. I was like,
yeah, I know. Clooney's like George character.
If you look in the background at one scene,
George Clooney type.
There's a guy who looks like.
There's a poster of a guy that looks kind of like Brad Pitt.
Exactly. That's why George Clooney came up.
And that's why George Clooney was there.
It was just a guy eating. That's all it was. Every time you saw him.
He's all, dun, dun, dun.
I love the, because it is like a goofy action movie, but it's got rewatchability for me, personally.
It does.
Because, like, it's, yeah, it's corny and kind of goofy, but I like it a lot. And there's actually some kind of cool stuff in there, too. Like the ideal of, like, your, if you see your past self, like, you can't touch them. You know, like that was always interesting.
The same mask and up.
Yeah.
Occupy the same space. Yeah. At the same time.
And I always, like, I remember, like, as a kid, I was like, that makes perfect sense.
Because I was all like. It kind of does.
So in my head, I was all like, this is the most accurate fucking time travel movie of all time because.
They obviously went to scientists.
Yeah.
So. I also sure. I just don't think that if you were like.
But this
just
is like nudge like yourself, 9 year old like, me.
Suck into a.
No, you would.
A gooey
no,
ball, but.
You would for sure.
Most likely not.
Yeah.
You're not technically the same mass.
Because one is older than the other.
It was actually the fact that, I don't remember how many years it takes, but obviously you're shedding skin all the time. So your cells are constantly changing.
Listen. It's a proven scientific fact that if you touch each other, you morph together.
After so many years, you are actually a totally different person.
You said totally different, right? I heard terribly different person. I was like...
Well, you're a terribly different person.
Oh.
No, I'm a terrible person. There's a difference.
Oh.
I've been this way for years.
I know that.
So, yeah, Time Cop.
Yeah.
Instead so of Time insulting Cop. Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
a
like,
good one.
I like how they had that weird, like, a whole, like, building set up to going back in time. Like, there's a very specific thing.
Yeah.
So instead of, like, having, like... some type of time travel device like a DeLorean or a phone booth or something.
Awesome stuff,
like,
you mean?
Like it wasn't something...
It's like foreshadowing.
Like, yeah. It wasn't something that like you couldn't... Like you had to be like one of these people to do it. And then the cars twins. That drove themselves home.
Oh, yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. Still that's where my Minority Report got from.
Time that's Cop. Where my
that's
memory
where they got
report
it
got everything from Time Cop. Their whole inspiration. They're like, Tom Cruise. We need to get Tom Cruise because Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He's that Street Fighter movie killed his rep.
Yeah, but this Time Cop
the Coke
movie,
and Hookers, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time Cop. Come on, Tim Allen.
Right back to the top. Yeah, but that's it.
All right. Ooh, Joe.
My number 5 is Looper.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah.
Looper. That is technically a time travel movie.
It is technically a time travel movie.
It's totally a time travel movie. I don't even know why you would say technically.
Because technically it is.
Yeah, but like you emphasized the technically, like,
yeah,
like there is some confusion about it.
It could have been.
There wasn't any.
I know.
All right.
I just absolutely love that movie.
And super fucked up. If you
super
really think
fucked
about
up.
It, yeah.
Yeah, especially when you realize like younger him is trying to kill older him just because. Younger him doesn't want to turn into older him. It's super, yeah.
But if you really dive into it, I think it's still gonna like obviously. He's
and
not
then
gonna
it
be...
still, it, the thing that still gets me is that it has that whole subplot about that criminal mastermind in the future that Bruce Willis is had traveled back in time to try and stop because he doesn't want to be killed himself. But they never really go deeply into that. You just kind of know. It's one of those things where they tell you, because Bruce Willis believes that it's the little kid, that that's it. But you don't actually know who this person is.
Stormbringer?
Yeah, Stormbringer. Or but then it just
Rainmaker.
Has... Was it Rainmaker?
Rainmaker, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Rainmaker.
But then it just has other elements in it that are fucking terrifying and creepy. But where they're torturing that
yeah, the
that
fucking
past
future torture.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They're torturing past guy in order to torture future
fucking
guy.
Fucking limbs are just disappearing?
By fucking cutting off his limbs or fingers and stuff. And
fantastic.
Then future guy would suddenly be like, oh, I can't walk because...
his fuck's missing. Oh. I was like, oh, shit. That is so clever.
I like when he was trying to get the message to old him. So he just carved it into his arm.
Yeah.
And so old him just like, suddenly has this this scar.
And then young him's all bandaged up and it hurts and shit. I was like,
It was just those cool intricacies that, then the plot
and, like,
of the whole movie.
That's the last movie that I think Bruce Willis has done that he gave a fuck about, right?
I Probably.
That was not only that, it was also the first one in a long time that he gave a fuck about. Probably. So he actually got a really good performance out of Bruce Willis, which is not something you're going to get a lot of anymore.
Yeah.
Not unless you trick him into it.
But the idea was kind of cool, just because it was future mob boss sending people that he didn't like into the past in order to kill them and get rid of the body. No body, because it's in the past. It's pretty ingenious, actually.
It's true.
So that was my
the way
they
gave him the money too.
Yeah,
strap the vest.
Yeah,
on the
victim. Yeah.
Well, not the vest. That's what Bruce Willis did. Spoiler: that's how he survived. Smart ass motherfucker.
Mm. Well, the only part that I didn't like about that movie, and I guess it was like important to it, but I got mad at it for some reason, was like the montage of Bruce Willis's life. Like,
oh yeah, because it wanted to show you like his.
Why he became who he is.
Yeah, but like at the same time, I was just like, I kind of hate all of this that's happened. Like, I didn't know, I hated like the backdrops for it, and I hated how he was acting, and like the music was weird. I don't know. There's nothing about that scene that I like. Everything else, cool shit though.
Hmm. Yeah, you're wrong. It's fine.
Yeah.
It blew.
Yeah.
All right. So Cody, you're number five.
Boom. Oh, it's not called Boom. It's called Primer. It is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll just move on because no one knows what you're talking about.
No, I know what he's talking about, and honestly, I've never actually seen it. I've heard of it. I've been wanting to watch it. I keep just forgetting to actually, because I think it's on Netflix.
I think it's still on Netflix. Yeah. It was made for $7,000.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
It has a cast of four people.
Hmm.
It's about two friends who basically stumble upon time travel. They don't really invent it so much as just figure it out, because it's a thing that's there. And then I'll just give it. I'll say right now, it's not a happy-go-lucky movie.
Mm-mm.
It's no Looper. and if you get that joke, you'll understand, because Looper is really not exactly the happy-go-lucky
movie.
But yeah, no. It's if you're hoping for the good guy to win, you have one element in this movie you're not going to be happy with, because there's no good guys. But it's a fantastic movie. It's a fucking mind trip for sure.
That's what I've heard about it.
Yeah, mainly. It's super fun. Yeah, so that's my number five, Primer, starring a bunch of people you've never heard of and never seen before or again, really. They've been in other stuff, but just no one you're going to go, oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
You don't.
That dude from the dude.
Yeah, thing. The guy. The guy with the balls from the stuff. He did the thing with the guy. Yeah,
explosions? Yeah.
There was a boom, boom, and a pow. I think it was a jet involved. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
No, it was a lawnmower. Oh, Lawnmower Man. I want to watch that now.
It's not a time travel movie, though.
I know, but
you're
Jeff Fahey. Sorry, okay, go ahead.
You're all over the place.
He said lawnmower, and then I said lawnmower.
No, you said lawnmower.
You said lawnmower.
And
then, I said lawnmower.
You distracted yourself.
Yeah, I love that movie. Not the second one, though, or that god-awful remake they made for TV.
No, oh, there was only one.
You keep saying that. Like, no, there's not there's a... only one. You're like, okay. So, Michael, what is your number four?
The Bill and Ted movies.
Yeah, Bill and Ted. Wild Stallions. Sorry. Or unless you're... Bill and plays it the other way. Sorry.
Billis Preston Esquire.
Esquire. Esquire.
Esquire.
Ted, Theodore Logan.
We are.
Together, we are...
Wild Stallions.
That's from the movies, Mike.
It is from the movies,
Mike. You remember them?
So, Joe, what's your name?
Hey, Mike, are you excited about 3?
My number 4 is actually Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Hey, are you excited about 3?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just,
you are.
Just, like, because Keanu Reeves is, like, an actor now.
Yeah, right?
You know? Well, because back then, you're like...
He's Keanu Reeves.
You did Bill and Ted, and you're like, oh,
it's Keanu Reeves.
This is that weird kid that does Bill and Ted.
And then Alex Winter is actually coming back to the front of the camera.
Ooh, that's cool.
Directing or something like
directing,
that.
Producing, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of documentaries. Well, I say a lot of documentaries. 3.
What was,
like,
what was
TV
the other
shows.
Movie? It was that vampire movie, right?
Or is the Freak Show movie?
Oh, is that what I was thinking
of? Yeah. And then he has done like a bunch of TV shows and stuff as well. But yeah.
What was your favorite Bill and Ted?
The first
movie.
One.
First one?
Yeah. I like Excellent Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Bogus Journey's fun, but.
I like because they play death and they befriend death.
Yeah, they trick him into, like, the games and he keeps trying to fucking win. Oh,
uh-huh.
Makes me laugh.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But it's just like the
Carlin's fantastic.
Oh, Carlin is fantastic.
Yeah, like those movies, when like they would have been cool, but without George Carlin, like
yeah, he was fantastic.
He added so much.
And Judy Greer,
yeah,
who was played by Carlin. Yeah. Let's get it. Yeah, spoiler alert. Because he was hurt.
We got you. Yeah, no, we got you. We got you.
Bum bum bum.
Cody.
Station. Sorry.
Station.
Right. My number four is About Time. I know that sounds odd because it's time travel.
Yeah, it's time travel movies, but what's the name of the movie?
About Time.
Yeah, no, I understand what they're about, but what is the name of the movie?
It's a movie called About Time.
Hmm, look at you being clever. It's ready to take this on for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, we could easily do it. We could make this our version of Who's On First.
No, it's about time you told me what it is.
It's about time you spilled that Gator on your iPad.
Ooh, it's about time I get a new iPad.
Yeah. Man. Well,
yeah.
Here's a reason.
Granted, it's before that spills on it. For sure.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're using that.
What'd you say?
I said you're using that program.
Yeah, Word.
Yeah.
To your mother. Anyway. Yeah. What is
About Time? Time is a romance movie.
Really?
Yep. It is me. I've talked to Mike about this before because it's
Is it that one romance movie About Time that where they like put the notes in the
mailbox? No, that's with Keanu Reeves, and that's not this movie.
Oh,
Lake House.
Yeah, it's Lake House.
Boom, Keanu Reeves knowledge.
Keanu Reeves
nerd. this movie, stars Davy Jones, or Bill Nighy, if you want to go by his actual name.
The science guy?
No, Nighy, not Nighy.
Bill Nighy, the science guy.
No, not
Bill
Nighy.
Bill Nighy, the science guy.
Bill Nighy, the Dave Jones guy. if you remember...
Bill Nighy.
The pirate guy.
Pirates rule.
So, for if everyone remembers the episode where we made Mike watch a certain movie...
Love Actually.
Yes. So the guy who wrote and directed that wrote and directed this, and it also stars Bill Nighy in it, and not the science guy. So basically, the whole premise is the males in this one family have the ability to go back in their own timeline to any time they want by going to a dark area and concentrating on it.
Oh, like next?
No, that's actually
I just wanted to bring that up into the future point
of what's going to happen, only slightly ahead of what's going to happen.
He's talking more about the butterfly effect.
No. Butterfly effect is different. I mean, technically, yes, because it is
because
a butterfly effect.
Yeah, you travel can, back in time in his own timeline.
Yep, and if you do anything, basically. And so the limitation to this
also
is
also a good movie.
You can only go back to the farthest time from your second child.
That's weird.
What a dumb fucking...
Well, because you lose the ability to go past that point. I don't know what it is. They don't really...
Because the children suck the
life
out of you?
Well, of course, that's what children do. especially out of your wife. But it's a really funny movie. It's sad, too. But it's an awesome movie. I like a lot. And it's time travel.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And it stars one of the guys from Star Wars.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah. Then one of the newer ones. We'll talk about that in a minute. Michael, you're number three.
Three.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Ooh.
Mm.
Very good, sir.
Yeah. Not only is that one of my favorite time travel movies.
It's like your second favorite Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah. but it's like the best sci-fi movie in the last few years also. In my book. Well, I haven't seen Ex
Machina.
Yeah, which I know you will say that one is. But from what I've seen, it's one of the best sci-fi movies in the last couple of years that I've seen. It's
until December 18th.
Yeah. But it was, and I've talked about this. We've talked about this movie a lot before. I didn't expect to like it, but it ended up being fucking amazing. It was way different than what I thought it was going to be.
It was way different than what I thought it was going to be, too.
Yeah, it was. Which, again, is why I'm upset that they're doing a sequel.
Without anybody, by the way?
Yeah.
Like, Tom isn't involved.
So, direct to DVD?
Emily Blunt's not involved.
Well, aren't they doing it big, though, right? Like, aren't they getting, like, another group of, like,
This time it's good. Yeah, it's like.
Was there any more? Because that story was based off of a manga?
Japanese graphic novel.
Yeah, graphic novel. Yeah. Was there another story to that?
That one had two parts, but they covered both those parts in this movie.
So,
yeah.
So there is nothing else to that from the original creator. They're going to be expanding on it.
They're doing an American thing where they're like, hey, this did really well. Let's make a sequel that's not needed.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
Which, I mean, there's it's possible with what happened. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that they can make a good sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it totally is. Like, they don't really limit themselves. Like, there's a lot of things that could happen. So
they're not making a sequel with other people because everyone died in it.
Yeah. But it could be cool.
They're making a sequel because it was a surprise hit.
They could tell, like, a different side of the story as well in it. Same story, just different group of people.
Yeah, but
I honestly haven't seen it. I think I own it, and I still haven't seen it. I do. I think it's sitting right in front of my TV.
You totally should. Blu-ray. You will love it.
Not.
What'd you just buy it? He's like, Cody said it was good.
I think I got it for, like, one of those, like,
I was like, it's on sale.
$2 bin things. Yeah, and you're like, oh, there's that movie, and I bought
heard good
it.
Good things about it.
It's on HBO right now.
I just wish I got HBO. Is Cody,
it on HBO now?
Do you have HBO? Yeah,
I do.
Can I have a HBO Go code?
Yeah. Go code?
Go code.
Mine are all used up.
Just cut somebody off.
Oh.
Yeah. Aaron. You're out of here.
Oh. He's one of our listeners. We shouldn't cut his HBO off.
To be fair, how much has he hung out with us lately?
I see him almost every day, driving to work.
Exactly.
He's in his Geek Squad van. I'm in my car.
That's
I give him the
much
bird.
Hanging
I flipped
out.
Off an old lady because of him.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah. I was trying to get in front of him so he could see me. And then right as I did this, a lady pulled right between us, and she saw it. And I was like...
Oh, she took the finger for him.
I was all... the first time an old lady took the finger for somebody else.
Making him dusty.
And I was just like... I was going to try to like hand mime that I'm not talking to you, but then I was like, fuck it.
That's just going to come off looking like a threat.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like you're
no,
threatening
not
her
you,
with physical violence.
Him. Eh, you.
Yeah.
So,
there
was that.
Yep.
Okay.
Joe, what's your number three?
My number three is the Terminator series.
Good.
It's definitely top five, not number one or two to me, because I really enjoy it, but they obviously started falling off towards the end there. But I think
yeah,
it's just one of those.
Two of them that are fucking amazing.
Right,
so.
And it's one of those good, solid time travel movies, the first two, where you can just watch and watch and watch, and they set up just some really cool rules to what's going on. And they don't really go too much into the explanation of things. There was the one explanation that I was happy to see in the newest movie, and that was how they time travel. But at least
actually
in the first,
seeing the machine?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actually seeing the machine and who invented it. Because in the first two, it's just kind of there. You accept that it's there.
The bubble shows up and a time traveler shows up.
Exactly. But everything beyond that was absolutely awesome and technologically a breakthrough at the time where you had... what's his name? Robert Pattinson? No. Wow.
The guy from Twilight was not in it.
No. Patrick.
There you go.
Robert Patrick. And his performance as...
T2 is fucking dope still, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it holds up very well.
But
so well that I bought a T-800 head.
That I'm going to end up with someday.
But you're not.
Someday.
Kill you.
Like, tomorrow...
I will find a way to have it destroyed.
Your parents just let me in when I show up, so one day when you're
That's
at
pretty
work.
True, actually.
Oh, no, I forgot my Terminator here. Okay, go grab it.
Okay.
But and then, also this lightsaber, and also this book, and these DVDs,
and I'll
this
take
Xbox
this.
One.
I mean, this was mine.
I mean...
So, Cody borrowed all this from me?
Tell Cody I'll never see him again. Bye!
Yeah.
So Mike's a thief.
Yeah.
Not yet. I'm going to lock my doors from now on.
But the series is another one of those in the same line of, like, Aliens, where you have the first one as a horror movie and the second one's more of an action movie, and that's what you kind of have in this here as well. The first one was kind of a sci-fi.
And dropping off afterwards.
Well, yeah, the first one was kind of a sci-fi horror because it really was this Terminator coming
five
back and forth.
Helps it.
Yeah, kind of makes it revitalizes the series.
Yeah, and then the second one is a straight up action
movie. Except for like Terminator, it didn't really happen so well.
Yeah,
well, they still want to do more.
If we lived in China, it would.
If we lived in China,
we would have two more already.
They'd be like Arnold. Would be like, yeah, yeah.
America's just tired of Arnold Schwarzenegger
because they're bitches. Well, he's they're also
just tired of roles that are
like he's not doing good movies.
Yeah.
Great movies.
But like I really like the last Terminator movie, but no one went to watch it. So
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's good movies.
So Terminator, what else would you gotta say about it, Joe? Other than its oddly paralleled existence to Alien. I just thought about that from the first time.
You've never thought about how the tone of the movie, the first movie is more of a horror, it's a sci-fi horror movie, it's not exactly, but then the second movie is a straight up action.
We've talked about
this. Well, I'm talking about the parallel of the fifth movie actually kind of brings the series back. I never actually thought about that before. That's pretty funny.
Which we're kind of foreshadowing a little bit. We're either A, counting a prequel as the fifth movie, or counting the movie that hasn't been made yet to be the fifth one to bring it back.
Yeah, it really is, though.
Which, because the new Alien's gonna, like, say no, part 3 and 4 didn't happen.
Which I'm fine with.
Which is totally fine. And this newer Terminator kind of was like, part 3 and 4 didn't really happen.
Oh, they made sure. So, it
yeah.
So much so, they made sure the second one technically didn't happen.
Yeah, just for safety.
If we don't have a second one, you can't have a 3 and 4, so let's get rid of all of them.
It's true.
But yeah.
Cleared the bench, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's a baseball term. I don't know if I got that right or not.
You did get it right. Sure. It's a baseball term. It is.
There's a bench and they cleared it.
They'll all fight.
It's kind of like a dugout, though.
Yeah, it's more of a dugout now.
There's a bench in the dugout, though, right?
Yeah, there are benches in the dugout.
They don't yell, oh, clear the dugout, do they?
I don't know.
Mike.
They don't really yell. They don't really yell that anyway, but nobody yells.
The announcers kind of.
It's a bar burner. That's not a term people use anymore.
No. Anyway, so that's my number three.
Yeah.
Goddamn
Cody.
Human cockfight out there. That's what I would say if I was a baseball announcer.
Even if it wasn't.
It's just bottom of the fourth and nothing's going on.
It's a
Mike's the radio announcer and everybody on the listening is like, what the fuck is going on?
Like getting on Twitter, looking up stuff. People are just like,
he's all going War of
there's
the Worlds.
War of the Worlds on it, just tricking all these motherfuckers.
Yep. And then people are thinking like, oh my God, it's such a massacre. No one can tweet or Facebook about it. Oh, it's a mass murder, but it's not. It's just Mike trying to make baseball sound exciting again. I say we give him aluminum bats myself, but. And obstacles.
And headgear.
Well, they're going to need headgear.
Beat the shit out of each other with it.
They're getting headgear. They already are.
I don't know. What's the way you like said it? They're getting
You said
headgear.
It with like that. Like,
you said it with like some kind of weird cock joke behind it that you like.
Well, they're getting headgear.
Well, no, they're
getting watch
headgear.
Out for their eye because you can be lazy afterwards.
Ayo.
Anyways, back on topic, Joe. My number three is Bill and Ted movies.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Shut up.
Do you want to say anything else about that?
I love those movies. I think they're hilarious.
Yes.
I think they're super clever, especially the second one, because when always people talk about like the second one, oh, it's not as good. It's pretty good. It's just the difference is the first one was so like original from everything that's out there. But the second one, they went fucking huge with that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like they explored more of it. But it was so, like, the second one was so ridiculous. Station. Two little fucking weird, creepy aliens that are just running around their fucking dicks out eventually merge into a giant version of themselves to build better robot versions of Bill and Ted to fight evil alien robot or evil robot versions of them. It's like,
yeah.
It's so ridiculous. But then, like, the sci-fi stuff, like the Star Trek. Mountain, which I can't think of the name of right now, and like all that stupid stuff, and the fact like to make it look like they're dead instead of like putting on makeup or make them look like ghosts, black and white.
Yep.
Whenever they're dead on Earth, black and white.
Yep, that was pretty.
And cool. Then Hell was one of the most terrifying things ever.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked up in that one.
Like, you got fucking big old Satan with his dick out and that weird fucking like conveyor belt of awful, you know, and like. The dreams, like the creepy Easter Bunny, and then Alex Winter dressed up as a grandmother chasing him. Like, it was hilarious. Made me laugh a lot. I love those movies.
Yeah, so do I.
I really hope the third one actually happens and it's good. Because why wait this long to make it that bad? You know what I mean?
I hope they make it just as dumb, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? Not like, I don't want them to dumber it.
No.
Oh, God, no.
But, like, I do want them to fucking make this thing a masterpiece.
The only thing that sucks is George Carlin can't come back.
It's true.
Because he's dead.
Yeah.
But time travel, nah.
Even movie magic can't do that.
Mike's a dick.
Right?
It's okay.
All right, Mike, what's your number two?
The Back to the Future movies.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Can I make a prediction what your number one is?
Nah.
All right, is it not Terminator?
No, it totally is okay. Terminator.
Joe, what's your number two?
We don't want to go over.
We'll go
over. We're all going to.
Yeah. It's Back to the Future.
Two for you?
Yep, as well.
The fuck? Now I'm confused on what one is. Is it 12 Monkeys?
No, it's not, actually. That did make the top 10, though.
Really?
Yeah.
We discussed this earlier.
Yeah.
Makes me sick to my stomach.
No, I thoroughly love the Back to the Future movies. Like I said, I've been watching them nonstop on TBS or TNT or whatever station that was airing. Probably both. And I love each and every one. That's one film series where it does, to me at least, it doesn't have a movie that was not good.
A lot of people have been shitting on part two lately, like, because everyone's been talking about Back to the Future lately.
Fuck
like,
those people.
A lot of people were shitting on it, saying 2 was awful. I'm like, nah, man. 2 was pretty, like...
2 was awesome.
It had some weird things, like...
1 and 2 are like, they're, it's a, 2 is a true sequel, and 3 is, obviously... Well, 3 is a prequel, I guess, really, if you want to look about it that way.
Yeah.
But, like...
Well, with time travel, you get all confused.
So. Yeah. They're all prequels! The third one is the only one that, like...
Half of part 1 is a prequel to half of...
Yeah. Part 2, and half of part 2 is prequel to... Anyways... But, like, 3 is the only one that, like, I still love 3. I think 3 is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's really well done. And, like, the train as the time machine is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the different colored logs for the different speeds. But it does feel like a different movie because there's so much of the Western part of it, you know what I mean? Where it wasn't, like, a frantic back and forth through time. It was like, we're back in the Old West and that's it until the very end, you know what I mean? Like, the other ones, they... Obviously, one, most of the movie is in 1955, but it's that balance between whatever he does, is it going to affect that? Where, like, back then, it's like, as long as he stays away from that dude, like, nothing is going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. But it's, I mean, I still like that movie, and the train's awesome, because when he comes back from the future with his kids, the penis pointing at kid...
Dude, right?
It's been a long time since I've seen part 3. And of course, with all the talk about Back to the Future lately, someone tweeted out that clip. And I was like, I watched it. And I was like, what the fuck is this kid? This kid's a serial killer now.
And it's
right?
Something
like,
that
has to be.
You'd never noticed before. Because I did the same thing. I had literally never noticed that. And then I saw it online. And I'm like, that's bullshit. And you go back and watch it. And it, sure enough.
Okay, so if people are confused about what we're talking about, at the very end of part 3, right? Yeah. Doc introduces his...
Jules and Vern.
Yeah, Jules and Vern, his two kids, to Marty and what's-her-fuck. And so there's that, and then they're talking for a little bit, and then one scene where it'd be Vern is kind of a background piece because Doc is talking directly to Marty. So you see him just in the upper left-hand corner of your screen. He, with his hand low, like down by his waist, he holds his hands out and like beckons with his hands, like come here kind of beckon. But he does it like 4 times and then he just points to his dick. And then he puts his hand down. And if you watch the clip like 4 or 5 times, because you're like, what the fuck? And he's like staring off into the distance when he's doing it. It's one of the most unsettling things I've ever seen in my life. It's fucking awful. Because this, like, I'm sure this kid has murdered people for real.
Wow.
Like,
that's going pretty
far. In real life, he's murdered people.
Fair enough.
That's a weird fucking thing to do. Did you see that fucking I'm going to kill you look in his eyes when he did it? He totally had I'm gonna kill you look in the eye, like, and then probably eat you afterwards. That kid's a fucking frightening.
That whole description was fucking frightening.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
All right,
Cody,
But no, I thoroughly enjoy the movies. I thoroughly enjoy the intricacy that they go back and forth in the movies, especially where the second one begins, where the first one ends, with Marty running back down the street.
And you get to see different points of views and stuff.
Yeah. So towards the end of the second one, where he sees himself from the first one getting knocked out by George McFly. Yeah. Yeah.
Thrown in the trunk by Biff.
Yeah, by Biff. Yeah. So it's really, it's those really cool intricacies, and just the fact that it launched the DeLorean as that time travel iconic.
And shortly after, it went out of business.
I thought it went out of business before.
Yeah.
Before two?
No, before the whole series.
Maybe. I can't remember.
I think they were pretty much dead in the water. And the only reason they picked it, because it looked kind of futuristic.
Yeah. It was made of metal.
Yeah.
So the car that back, even now, but back then was like made of stainless steel.
What was the original time machine for Back to the Future was supposed to be like a refrigerator in a truck or something like that?
It was a refrigerator in a truck, but they were afraid kids would get in refrigerators pretending to be fucking time machines.
Yeah. So that's why they went around and they finally decided on the DeLorean.
But they're okay with letting Marty McFly fucking ride around on a skateboard on the back of a truck.
That's fine.
Like a thing that could actually hurt you.
Yeah, only if you're dumb. Oh, wait, getting in the refrigerator. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
No, that's pretty dumb.
It's fine.
But then you have the other little intricacies, which we all know, the Lone Pine, the two, or is it Two Pine Mall? Double Pine Mall. Anyway, so the mall at the beginning of the movie is called...
Pine Valley?
It's called Twin Pine.
Twin Pine Mall. And then when Marty travels back in time and runs over one of the pines, and then comes back to the future, it's called Lone Pine Mall. Yeah. It's just those little things that they don't mention, but it happens.
It's a lot of fun.
There's a lot of foreshadowing in it.
Yeah.
This picture of a guy hanging from a big old clock off one of the hands right at the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because he has all those clocks inside of the... Yeah,
and there's a picture of a guy.
And it's his clock.
Yeah.
His clock.
But yeah, that's what I love about the movies.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Cody, what's your next one?
Hello.
Your number two?
Number two is Looper.
Very good.
I like that movie a lot.
Apparently.
It's a very smart time travel movie because of the things that Joe talked about, like the past torture, where you go back, kidnap that person in the past, and fucking chop them up.
Mm-hmm.
Little things like that. And the worst part is the psychology behind that part, like... You can see the guy know that it's happening because he can start remembering them torturing him. I was like, fuck, that's so messed up.
Right.
I would break instantly. They would just be like, we're going to do this to you. Oh, shit, no, man, he's right here.
Well,
got him.
None of those people were stable.
Yeah, no.
Good, but solid people.
The other thing I like about it, too, is the subtleness of the gore that's in it. Like, when the little kid... fucking eviscerates that dude in the living room.
Right.
And like his mom just runs for that fucking cabin, like the closet. And he's like, she's like, no, stopping him now. That guy's dead as shit. And they just fucking just everywhere. Oh, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. In the farmhouse. You remember that part?
She has to get into her little bunker, but it's a giant fucking thick safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because she knows that the fucking house could come down.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little kid was fucking vicious. But also like the simplicity of the ending of it, where he just blows his fucking face right off. It's
spoilers.
Like, fuck them. They haven't seen it yet.
It's been out for a while.
Spoilers. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go back in time and still spoil it. But, like, the other thing I like about it, too, the movie itself, is how Joseph Gordon-Levitt transformed into young Bruce Willis. Instead of, which a lot of movies just use two different actors that don't really have... that don't look alike and don't act like he spoke like him. They put a prosthetic nose on him.
Yeah,
it was
a little bit of cosmetics, like real simple cosmetics, just for little slight
things. It was his
nose
and a
hairline.
Bit of his, yeah,
they tweaked with his hairline a little bit. And his eyes.
As the time frame goes by,
it was also his, like, he, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is
an amazing actor.
Like,
yeah,
he really got his mannerisms down. Yeah,
yeah,
his mannerisms,
his pattern,
the ways his like eyes squint when he's talking, and the way like just his subtle movements,
yeah,
like, because that was the one thing I was like actually like looking for, because I noticed that, like, oh, they changed his face up a little bit. It kind of looks like a young Bruce Willis. So when I was going into the movie, I was like, I'm really, really watching that. Like, I'm really watching their mannerisms to see it. And he fucking nailed them, like, all. Like, it, you totally could have passed for real life young Bruce Willis at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was pretty cool.
He could have. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Cody? What you doing?
Fuck. My dad doesn't understand group messages.
Oh, fair enough. So, Mike, what is your number one?
Number one, Terminator.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all.
No, no one should be. And there's a lot of great time travel movies. Terminator, like, I know you were talking about, like, they had some bad movies in there. But one and two are so fucking good that... Mm-hmm. And then two, especially for me, is, like, two is always going to be one of my all-time favorite movies just because it hit me at the right age, captured my imagination, and I saw it so much as a little kid. It's the first movie I can remember seeing in theaters. So, like, I have that, you know, and then, like, I had the toys, and then, you know, and Schwarzenegger was all, you know, Schwarzenegger, you know, so, like, what little kid doesn't want to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, like, when they're growing up? So, it's all that. And then it kind of established, I did this for a long time, like until recently, up until probably like 6-7 years ago, I based all of my like time travel rules off of Terminator 2. like any movie I watched, if they did something a little bit different than how Terminator would have done it, I'd have been like, that's not how time travel works. That's not how it works. You can't go back in time with stuff. You gotta be naked if you go back. Things don't come back with you. But,
because it's gotta go all natural.
Yeah.
None of that synthetic cotton and stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was, Very cool. One and two are fucking amazing.
Very cool.
I'm interested to hear yours because I don't know.
My number one will not shock you guys. Technically, the movie wasn't anything about time travel. And we're not including TV shows unless you miraculously include TV shows in it. Did you?
No.
Okay.
Did Groundhog's Day?
No, but that made the top 10. But that would never be better than Terminator or Back to the Future.
Oh, you're
or
a weird list again.
Stop with the anticipation.
It's a movie that you know I would like.
Jesus Christ. You're the worst. Go ahead.
No, you're the worst.
No, I'm the second worst right now.
Not true
at
all.
What's your number one?
Interstellar.
Oh, fuck me. God damn it. I should have known that was going to be his number one.
See? Told you.
Yeah, I didn't really.
You should have.
It's an amazing movie, not only visually, but also an amazing movie because they actually tried to stick to actual scientific points of time travel. Yeah, that you're going faster than the speed of light, that once you're, you know, closer to a black hole, the time changes. So it's cool and really creepy thinking because of the first planet that they went to, it was so close to the black hole that even though it was only like seven minutes for them when they landed on the planet and got off.
It was like 20 years, right?
For the guy who was actually orbiting around it. And so he's just like, I've been here for 20 something years. And they're like, oh, it was only 7 minutes for us. Fuck, we fucked up because they only thought it'd be a couple months, I think it was, or a couple, a year or so.
Well, a couple hours, I think is what they actually think.
A couple of hours.
Yeah.
So it's just.
Their math was off for sure.
And then, yeah.
Like.
Well, something happened and fucked everything up.
Well, yeah, but like, there's still their just math in general was off.
Was way off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And but, the fact that you find out, like, the wreckage is only minute, like, they got there literally minutes
after
the wreckage was, like, that was destroyed. I was like.
But there was a 10-year gap in between them sending out those original 10 astronauts and when they lost contact with them. And then,
Oh, it's so ridiculous to think about. Mm-hmm. They were that close that you could have saved that person, even though, like, obviously they didn't know because they fucked up on the time mathematics, but.
Yeah. But then, Matthew McConaughey falls through the black hole, and you realize that he was the actual reason behind of all the weird stuff that was happening earlier in
the movie. Spoilers!
People should have seen it by now. If you haven't, go fuck yourself. That's a quote from Cody.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts is when it was, I think she kept referring to him as they, like they are trying
yeah,
to
like, because
she and then when you find out who they are and you're like, oh man, that's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, so everything in the beginning of the movie happens because of Matthew McConaughey going into the black hole. And then he comes out in the future after his daughter, who had rescued, essentially rescued him. You find out that she had created the way for him to get back.
Because of what?
I mean, it's one of those,
cool. What... I know this is weird, but my actual favorite part about that movie, which is nobody's favorite part about the movie, is what the world's like before they do all this. Because it's not like this crazy post-apocalyptic, like people fucking driving around smashing people with like weird weapons and stuff. It's like, I could see that being what the world is.
More realistic, in
my lifetime. I could totally see that happening where it's just a big clusterfuck of dust bowls and shitty fucking crops that don't really work, and everyone's kind of pissy, and there's like no water. And I was like, yeah, that's realistic. That's California in like 8 years.
Yeah, right. I'll say the thing that pissed me off about 7 months. The only thing that pissed me off about the movie, and it was totally intentional, is that in the school, they were actually teaching that the Apollo landings didn't happen. That wasn't real. Pissed me off so much, but that's how it was supposed to garner that reaction, especially from the main character girl, whose dad was a astronaut, Matthew McConaughey.
So, Murphy,
yeah, that's the name of the chick.
I just watched it the other day, so.
Oh, good.
It was on TV, and I saw the end of it, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
As much as I liked it, like I don't feel like I have to really watch it again.
Oh, it's so good though.
It is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I'll watch it again eventually, but it's not like I haven't watched it since theaters. It wasn't one of those movies where like as soon as it came out I was like, oh yeah, I'm watching this. It's like I'll watch it again, but like I don't have to right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'll get to it eventually.
And the weird thing, and I didn't catch this until this past time I watched it, and I was gonna text you, but it was like at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I didn't.
I'm surprised you didn't.
No, I wouldn't get a response, so it didn't fucking matter because you put your phone on do not disturb after a certain hours.
I do, but I'm still surprised you didn't.
I was going to. I literally had the message typed out. I was like, I'm not going to get a response. Like, but like my thing was like, maybe this dawned on you before it dawned on me. But all the stuff that was affected by Matthew McConaughey and the like breaching back the past was all stuff he gave to his daughter.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. Like the watch, I knew I got that because like obviously he could use that. But like the Moonlander thing and like all that stuff was like. Oh.
But that was the strongest thing to her because that's
yeah, and it didn't dawn on me
when he
like,
fell through the
psychologically
into the black hole. Yeah, that was the strongest connections that he had to her. So that was the things that he could affect that would make her want to understand the phenomena more. But then I like the ending was kind of a sweet sorrow as well. You know, he gets back and he gets to meet his daughter.
Her family
and stuff, and everything that was created
because of
her
and him.
But then she says, you know, you don't need to be here anymore. So she gives him
permission.
But I mean, one of those a fancy new ship in order to travel back to that solar system in order to go after the one chick who stayed behind.
Catwoman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to get him some.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. So
and if he times it right, he can get there right when she landed.
Be like, hey.
Be like, yo, you'll never believe what I just went through. Mm-hmm. Met my dying daughter, who's like 107.
Yeah, I thought that part was funny, too, when he learns the name of the ship. And he's like, oh, you named it after me. And she's like, no, it's named after me. And he's like, oh.
Oh, he's talking to the guy. He's like, oh, the name is, nah, it's actually named after her. But like, the weird, like, also thinking, like, you're, like, he, I don't know how his brain doesn't melt. You know what I mean? Like, seeing what he saw, like, I get that, like, off the shit he did see, you know, obviously seeing circular world they're living in. But like seeing his daughter on her deathbed, and then all her family that he should have been dead and never seen before, but like seeing literally seven generations of his family there
in one place.
Yeah, myself, my brain probably went like and just leaked out like every hole in my face.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have been like, I don't understand anything. I'm pilot, can't think, math, boom, and just collapse. But like, it's kind of creepy to even think about like that would be a thing that could happen mm-hmm. to you. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so that's my number one.
I do like that movie. Good call on that one.
Thank you.
I didn't even make the list you were reading earlier.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
That was a fucking horrible list.
It was a weird list.
It was a weird list. But, I mean, then again, you also don't think... Well, I don't think anybody really thinks of it as a time travel movie.
No, because it's not it's not portrayed as a time travel movie.
But, I mean, it has time travel in it.
But like, exactly. It is the main component of
yeah,
it.
Like, super main component.
Yeah.
Dang. Which came first, the dust or the gravity well? Sorry. Mine? Right?
Yeah, we're yours. Number one? You're Back number to one.
Future. Back to Future movies.
Very solid.
The trilogies.
Yep.
I like them a lot. I think we talked about them already, right?
Yeah, we may have talked about them a couple of times.
Yeah.
So
on to like bigger news.
Still your
but I want to talk about... I'm just kidding. We can go on. That's why I talked about
it. But we got a few minutes, and we could talk about...
We do have a few minutes.
Star Wars. Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 dun.
Comes out December 18th. That's all you kids need to know.
Oh, that's all you need to know?
That trailer has like a gajillion views on YouTube now, right?
So yeah.
Something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. And like probably 3/4 of them are me.
Probably.
More
than likely.
Yeah. I mean, I watched it twice already today, so.
Cody fell asleep watching him.
He just had it on loop.
Yeah. I wouldn't say fell asleep. Past that would be a thing.
With my dick out.
Passed out with my dick out.
Yeah, so
I think
my
you should
favorite
get that
part...
looked at by the doctor.
Why would I invite a doctor to watch me pass out my dick out?
Well, because if you're passing out when you have an erection, there's probably some sort of blood flow problem.
Well, it's just
your dick's ginormous.
That's true, but that would still be a blood flow problem.
Yeah, which I don't think a doctor can help. He's like, well, you can get rid of some of it. we can't put more blood in your body. Your heart wouldn't be able to process it properly.
Chop out the middle 8 inches and sew the two
the rest of the
back
rest
together.
Back into the 32 inches. Yeah.
You'd have Franken dick.
Well, if you cut off the large,
I was a normal dick.
Why does it have bolts?
For her pleasure.
But the problem is they're right up at the top too, so.
So no matter what, it's uncomfortable for everybody.
It's like the tip.
It's like a...
talk about a horror story.
Horror story. Boom.
Star Wars trailer.
Star Wars.
Your favorite part?
My favorite part about the trailer is it doesn't tell you a goddamn thing.
Not one fucking thing.
And if this is truly the final trailer, which is what everyone's calling it.
Which is what Star Wars calls it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like we will not know what anything is
and
going
I love
into
that.
It until spoilers when people start writing reviews, and then
because you will fucking read all of them.
I'm trying not to.
You will. You'll be like, oh, the script leaked. I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, you I would do that. Nerd.
I won't. I promise
will.
You.
But you would.
I promise you, I will not do it.
Yeah, because it's not out yet. But if it were to come out,
no crossing my fingers.
Yeah, look at that. Probably.
You know,
there's a hair.
Balls are crossed.
There's a hair crossed in there somewhere.
Oh, for sure. Look at his face.
I know. It's a shifty face.
Yeah, it does a great job of giving you like all this cool shit to look at, like
and
battle scenes. You know,
not telling you shit.
Cool fucking what's his fuck talking to Vader's helmet? You're like, oh, and then
Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
What's his fuck? And yeah, it looks totally awesome. You get a little bit more of Han and Chewie. The biggest thing that I've seen everyone be like, what the fuck? And not even like, what the fuck in a mad way, just like frustrated, is no Luke yet. Which you kind of see him, but you don't see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what the fuck? What's up with Luke? Guys, figure it out right now. Tell me.
Okay.
Bad guy?
No, not bad guy.
Oh, I would love it so much.
He's been probably...
We're all fucked up. Is he all fucked up?
No, because we've seen actual pictures of him. I mean, not if he does, if they pulled off makeup or anything, but we've seen pictures of him on set.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been anything that...
I think he's in it very little.
Well, yeah.
He's only in the last portion of the movie. He's not even in the movie that much. Like, he's only
into number two.
Oh, he's all over number two, yeah. Like, all over it. Like, three balls deep.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Like, he's up to past his elbow.
Oh.
That's deep.
I can see him wearing that bitch-like posh gloves.
Go ahead.
No, honestly, like Mike said, I think that he probably won't be in that much because he will be heavily in the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, something happens. They're trying to do stuff at the beginning and then doing more stuff in the middle. And then
see the two newcomers are talking to Han a lot.
Yeah.
In it. So, you know, like their relationship is like big in the movie. Like that's the only like real thing. You're like,
and
okay.
Han's in like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Because shit ton of Han Solo.
Yeah. I mean, we only see him like really like in a couple scenes, but like the Millennium Falcon's all over this fucking trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's like, what this so trailer too. Or this yeah. movie oh, really so, should be. It's because
fucking,
it's a.
Just the light speed jump was so fucking dope. Like yeah. you see it and like you get that the star trail and then it does that swirly mm-hmm. It just comes right at you. I was like, oh, you come here. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No.
I'm gonna make sweet, sweet love to that rectangle satellite. Oh man.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for this week. Comes naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody, and see you guys next week.
Bye.